Okay, boys, and today's daf is daf Kuf Lamed Aleph, and we're holding the second line from the top of the Amid. The final word on the line is Ta, and then we go to the next line, Ta Shema. What is this referring to? Today's Gemara, the entire daf, is going to focus on the halacha that we learned yesterday of Rav Chisda. What did Rav Chisda say? At the top of Kuf Lamed Amid Beis, second and third line, the Amr Rav Chisda, Hamazik matonois kahuna oisha achlan potter milishalim. Someone who unfortunately is mazik matnas kahuna. Can you imagine? He takes matnas kahuna. Matonois kahuna, of course, is a broader term than just matonois of zroya lachiyam rakeva. Other matonois as well, which are supposed to be given to the kohen. If someone is mazik them, hori ate them up. In lecha hezik godol mizu, he ate it up. There's no matonois kahuna left. Potter Milishalim, he doesn't have to go and pay. Why doesn't he have to go and pay? Is a bandit, a ganef, a gazlan, a mazik, blah, blah, blah. So Gemara gave two reasons. One, because it says in the pasuk, zeh. And the other reason is because Gemara said it's mamon she'ein loy toivin. Mamon she'ein loy toivin means that there's really nobody to go, there's no proper
litigant.
Oh, good word. Litigant, very often courts will throw out cases on technical grounds and say, you are not the real party to go and bring this lawsuit. Plaintiff, even better, shkoyev, plaintiff, litigant, good. So there are no plaintiffs, so to speak. Why? Because I don't have to go and give my matnas kuna to you. So any coin that comes and says, hey, you were mazik the matnas kuna. True, but don't come to me. Why? Do you have the right to litigate this case? I was going to go and give it to Beryl, to Shmerl, to somebody else.
We don't believe in class action suits.
Good. Anyway, so this is the moment Shemay time. So Gemara is going to ask now a series of questions. As you will see, we already had a few questions yesterday. And we're going to continue. Toshi Maharishi, Unzoi Beis HaMelech Geronoi. One means Unzoi Beis HaMelech Geronoi. So Rashi explains, it's talking about a person that owed taxes to the king, and he had not paid them. And therefore the king says, if you're not going to go and pay, I'm just going to foreclose on your goren. And therefore the melech went and took a lot of the tevel and a lot of the tzvua, granary, etc., that this person produced. That's in b'choivoy. If the reason why the melech did it was b'choivoy, what means b'choivoy? Like we just explained, because he owed money to the king in the form of taxes, etc., then chayv la'aser. Then he has to go and give his trumais and maisris from other tevuah or pay back the kohen or the levi. What's the reason why? Says Rashi, because what he's essentially done is he's taking advantage of the fact that the kohen has taken, not the kohen, that the melech has taken away all of this tevel, so that he shouldn't have to go and give his presence of the truma to the kohen and the maisris to the levi, etc. If you look at the Rashi, third and fourth line from the top, im b'choivay, she yechayiv loy, he owed the king, dover kotziv mamayin, $1,000, $5,000, whatever it is. Chayiv la'asim mamukamachar, he's going to have to go and give maisers from some other tvor, some other fruits, vegetables, whatever. V'litin l'koyin sheru kimoicher. It's as if he, the one who's the victim of the foreclosure by the king, who took away all of this property, no, it's as if he sold this property to the king for the $1,000 or $5,000 in taxes. So he is benefiting directly from the fact that he didn't have to go and give the trumas and maisers because he handed over to the king. You cannot benefit from that. You're going to have to pay the kohanim and levim, and because you owe them. And that's what the Gemara, of course, is going to be the basis of the kasha, because we just said on the Omid Beis, Hamazik matnas kuna potter milishalim, and here saying we're going to have to pay. So we're not finished with the kasha yet, but I'm just introducing it for all of those that are going to jump up and start asking questions. And im amperois. Amperois means that the king, in fact, had no right to take these monies away, but rather it was like an anos, like a hold-up man that went and stole that property, even though they were not entitled to it at all. Even if he did it with the king's permission or authority, they had no right to it. This was this person's private property, and he was totally up to date on all his tax payments, so they just forced and took it away from him, then it's part of Malas, and then he doesn't have to give Meiser, because it's not my fault that this was stolen by the king. The king took my tevel, and he took the trumas, he took the Meiser, he took everything. Go and, you know, bring a court case against the king or against these hoodlums, not against me. So what is the kasha? So says Rashi, the kasha is not from the seif, it's from the Reisha. That it says, b'choy v'chayv le'aser. Even though it's a choy moment she'yeh she'ein loy toivin. But this Bryce is learning that Koyhanim are yesh loy toivin, that they have the right to go and demand. Hey, you have no right to go and deny us our matonais, our truma, because the king went and took it away from you, because you used that payment to pay your choyv. You have no right to go and take that pay the choyv. It's my trumas. So the choyra, it's a shtark akashin of chizda, that says potam ulisham. Everything worth shani hasim the komisht arshile. There is different, because previously when we were talking about that your potam ulishalim, that means you cannot ask the dayanim to go and be moitzi that those payers and give it to a particular kohen, because after all it's mamashen le'toivim. However, here it's not so much that we're designated which kohen to give it to. What the Bryce is telling us is, he is on the hook for having to go and give his matanis kahuna. Why is he on the hook to give the matanis kahuna? Because you are required to go and pay it, and you can't go and use that to go and pay off other debts. So the person who was mazik matanis kahuna, and he went and damaged it, or he ate it up. So the kahanim were upset about that, for sure, but it's mamashen le'toivim, because these matanis kahuna didn't have to go to him, didn't have to go to him. Anyway, but over here we're talking about a situation, not that we're saying that the Koyin is litigating it, or the Koyin is the plaintiff over here, I want my matanis kahuna. Rather, what the Brais is saying is, you're on the hook for the chiyuv of giving. Well, he's not mazik over here. You're on the hook for giving your chelik of trumas and maizris. Don't go and deny your chiyuv of paying trumas and maizris by using these funds for something else, for paying off your taxes, or for paying the mortgage, or for paying off your grocery bill. You gotta go and pay. So that's the Kavon over here when it says Chayiv La'aser, not necessarily a particular koyin to be moitzi b'dayonim, but rather we're saying you're on the hook. But in the case of the Amparois, then you're off the hook, because it's as if a ganav stole the trumas and maizers. It's not my fault that the ganav stole it. I was mafresh it and I was ready to give it, and somebody stole it. Zokti Moravai
de Toshima. One second. The chiyuv of truma maizer is on the crop.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he separated it already,
mm-hmm.
then the king sees the trumas and maizris that were separated.
Right.
Why is he chayav? It sounds like it's a chayav of the gavra, not mm-hmm. on the chetza.
Certainly the chetza doesn't have to give it. He has to pay. But before you continue on.
The lien is on the crop, not on the man.
Understood. But didn't we also have that even though he wasn't made him the Trumas and Mises yet, they're all within this Tvur, and he is supposed to go and take 10%, start again, 2% give it to the Kohen, 10% give it to Levi, etc., and the rest belongs to him. Instead of doing all of that, he essentially sold all of that. He asked the appraiser, how much is this all worth? It's all worth $2,000. Great, I owe the king $2,000, I'm going to hand the whole thing over. So I'm giving to him the benefit of those trumas and maizes that should have been mufresh and given to the kohen or to the levi. So this says our Gemara, the brisa tells us,
because he benefits from that payment, that's why he's chayav to do it, as it were. It's an offset for the benefit he got for satisfying the seizure.
And that's komishtar shalei, he's getting that benefit.
Okay.
Tarshima, omaloi mecholi b'nei me'eha shel para, b'hoi ben matonis kuhuna. You have over here a situation where person goes to the meat market and he goes to the tabach and he says, I want to go and buy all the b'nei me'ayim of this para, presumably at a great, great discount from the normal price. If you were going to buy a piece of roast beef or a piece of pastrami or a piece of shoulder steak or whatever, the b'nei me'ayim are not the most desirable portions from the para. He said, go and sell me all the b'nei me'ayim, and they stipulated a price. And guess what? Among the b'nei me'ayim, v'hoyi behen matnas kuna, discovered among them that there was matnas kuna. What's the matnas kuna? As you know, we learned yesterday, zroi l'chayim v'akeva. Zroi l'chayim are not part of the b'nei me'ayim, but the keva is. Keva is one of the four stomachs. Please put yourselves on mute, Rabbi Yisai, because there's some background noise. Thank you. So Mechorli B'nei Me'er shall part go and sell the old B'nei Me'ayin, and among them there was the Keva. Now the truth of the matter is, Tabach didn't own the Keva to go and sell it to this Lekeach. What's the reason why? Because it belongs to the Kadam. It doesn't belong to me. It doesn't belong to you. You got to give to the Kohen. So we found the Keva there among the B'nei Me'ayin. So what does the Lekeach have to do? Now, Noislam Lekoyin, he has to give it to the Kohen. And he does not get any discount from the original price, even though he's losing the Keva, because since they made up, as we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, this was not weighed, but this was a package deal. I'm buying all the B'nei Me'ayin for $10, $20, whatever they made up. So if among them happens to be the Keva, then that was not part of the original deal. That really was something that belongs to the Kohen. So instead of the Tabach giving it to the Kohen, I'll go and give it to the Kohen as a shliach for the Tabach. Yes?
I mean, doesn't the Tabach have a... must tell the buyer? I mean, he told them after... Oh, by the way, now that you bought it, part of it belongs to the Kohen. How did...
It's not necessary. As soon as the customer comes home, he opens up the cellophane, takes off all of the wrappings, and he says, oh, the Keva is there. Well, the Keva is not mine. It belongs to the Kohen, so I'm going to go and give it to the Kohen. Rashi points out that the Iker Chiyuv of giving the Israel Chayam the Keva does not reside with the owner of the animal, but it's really with the Tabach. How do I know? Because it said in the Pasuk, V'zeh yia mishpat ha-kehana me'eis ha'om me'eis zoivchei ha-zavach imshor imzeh v'nosan la-koyin Israel Chayam v'ya Keva. So really, initially, the Tabach is the one that has to be mafresh and take these three and give it as matonis kahuna. Instead, what did he do? He put it as part of the package and he gave it to the Lekeach. No, he had no business doing that because it doesn't belong to him. He had to go and give it to the Kohen. That's what he did, either by accident or on purpose. Doesn't make a difference.
What is it specifically, B'nei Me'ayim?
B'nei Me'ayim means all of the innards.
Chambers.
The
innards, therefore, would include all of these. Yeah, the kishke is the big intestine, the large intestine, the small intestine, the four ruminants.
Chambers.
Four stomach chambers, which would be, what are the four? Keres, Pesachemesis, Pesachoisis, the Hemesis, and the Keva, right? The Keva, the Keres, the Pesachoisis, and the Hemesis. All four of those are part, as well as the large intestine, small intestine, the more refers to the Karkisha and the other, all those, that type of stuff. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so Mechorli Boyben Matzguna, Nois Lekoyin, he gives it to the Koyin. And Rashi says he does it almost like as a shliach on behalf of the Tabach. Tabach should have given it, so I give it. However, if he said, oh, sure, get all the B'nei Me'ayin, put it on the scale, charge you 99 cents per pound or something like that, and he paid for it, including paying for the Keva, he still gives the Keva to the Kohen. But he's entitled to go and get a discount or a refund from the Tabach, because that should not have been weighed. That should not have been part of the mecher. I don't mind that he gave me the cave and I'll take care of it, I'll give it to my kohen, but I'm not happy about the fact that I had to go and pay for it because it didn't belong to the Tabach. Frankie Maramai, why does he go and get this nikui damim? In other words, it's as if the Tabach did a hezek by going and selling it to him by including it in the mishkol. Should be kemazik matnas kuna she achlan. And therefore, didn't we say that you're potem l'shalim? So why does the customer get a break from the Tabach? The Tumar Shani Hazem Nisno Beinayu. The whole kavana of Rav Chisda when he said mazik matnas kuna she achlan means that he's destroyed them either by being mazik them or by eating it, so it doesn't exist anymore. So you have to go and give now compensation and retribution, etc. No, you don't have to compensate. But here it's Be'en. What means Be'en? The cave is there and has not been destroyed, has not been consumed, but rather the Tabach, either on purpose or mistakenly, sold it to the Lekeach. And the Lekeach says, it's right here. I'm going to give it to the Kohen on your behalf, but you have to go and give me a discount or a credit for next time because of the fact that this did not belong to you, it belonged to the Kohen. From here, Toshima, we're going to have a listing of other matonis kahuna besides our matonis, and the important part of this price is to say that these are all mamain koyin, as we're going to see. Toshima, tisha nechse koyin. There are nine nechosim that belong to the koyin. The truma is one. Trumas Meiser is two. Truma we know you get from the farmer. Trumas Meiser the Levi gives to the Koyin. Maser mina Maser, that's two. Chala, that you mafresh chala mina Isa, is three. Reishis Agez is that every time if you own sheep and a certain amount of sheep produce a certain amount of wool on an annual basis, you have to go and give a percentage of that to the Koyin. What are all the details? That's going to be in Mechem, the next parak. And next parak is called Reishis Hagez. Anyway, continuing on, so we have the Trum. Trum is Maisa, Chal is three, Reishis Hagez is four, Matonois is our Mishnah, the Zroi L'chaim V'Akeva, that's five. Hadmai, Demai is, as you know, the Chum made a special takana that since there were many Amaratim that were not Ma'aser, so even though most of them were, but some of them were not, so therefore they said, if you're not sure, if you have an Amoritz that you're buying from, then you have to go and give your own Maisers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Vabikurim is number 7. The Bikurim that are brought to the Beis Migdash belongs to the Kayin. Vakerem Vachoymish is number 8 and number 9. What's Kerem Vachoymish referring to? Specifically referring to Nechse Hager, that what happens if a person stole from a Ger? What happens if a person stole from a regular individual? And then the victim comes to Bezin and says, hey, he stole from me. The person denies it, says, not true, I didn't steal from you. And even makes a false shvua. And then it's coming the week right before Rosh Hashanah, and he says, you know what, I erred, I did a terrible avla. Number one, I stole, and number two, I went and I made a false shvua. So in such a case, he has to go and pay the keren, and he has to add a choymish, as well as he has to go and bring a special korban osham, asham gezelos. But that's by a regular individual. He pays the victim, he pays him back the keren b'chaymish. The question over here is, when I talk about a regular individual, the person was a ger. And this ger had no mishpacha, unfortunately. So who's he going to give it to? So the nechse ger, you have to go and give it to the kai. So he had, therefore, 9 altogether. The Truman, Truman's Meiser, Chala is 3, Rejigez is 4, Matonis is 5, Tamai is 6, Bikurim is 7, Karen is 8, Choymish is 9. Isn't that's great.
Is Tamai to the Kohen or to the Levi? Keshita Achas Matonis is like.
See, it's saying why would it go and list it among those?
Yeah, for Kohanim. It should be. I thought Tamai is for the Levi.
So Rashi says, Truman's Meiser shall Tamai.
Okay.
Truman's Meiser shall Tamai, that's already 10%. Okay. You're asking Bill, I'm sorry.
No, the ger is dead.
The ger is dead, unfortunately. So who do you pay the keren b'chaymish to? You don't give it to the state, you go and give it to the kohanim. Now, why do we have a list here of 9 l'chayre than many other nechse koyin? So that bothers Rashi and Toisis and a lot of other rishonim. If you look at the Rashi, but just past halfway down, Tisha nechse koyin, says Rashi, lo yedati heichad shnui, I don't know where this comes from, the 9. Yet Hashem, in another 3 days on Daf, well, actually 2 days on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, and Rashi quotes it a little bit further down. There are altogether 24 Matnois Kahuna. Wow. How do you get 24? See, one Mishnah is going to tell us 10 inside the Beis Hamikdash, some in Yerushalayim, some in Chutz Laaretz, some all the whole Eretz Yisrael. Mishnah will get to that on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. At the very least, Rashi says the Chayyim should be at least 15 Matnois Kahuna, because the thrust of what the Gemara is going to tell us shortly is that these are considered to be the nechosim of the Kohen to the extent that he can go and use it in his regular daily affairs, to go and pay off his mortgage, to go and give his wife her ksuba, to go and use it to go and buy real estate, etc. So we want you to know that it's not just he has to go and eat this Bekdusha V'Tahara, 100%, Nevada, Nevada. But also it's his Mechasim, and he can do whatever he wants with it in terms of selling and doing barter, etc. Obviously the Truma he can only sell to another Kohen, because the Yisrael is not allowed to eat Truma, etc. Anyway, so Rashi says he doesn't know where you get this gear, so he's not in Heichat Shnuya. B'Svarim Eina Ksuva B'Shava. Apparently there are different Girsois in different Svarim. Or Moitziani, I find, in fact, as Rashi, that there's Tesvav Matnei Skuna, Shekulam Nechse Koyin, Lasu Ben Kotzerochav, and he goes through our list, and then he adds a few more to the list, such as what happens to a Koyin that gets a Steich Achuze in Yoival year, or Steich Acherem La Koyin, or Bechor Bal Mum, Pidyon Aben, Pidyon Bertachamor. So Rashi makes a different Cheshvin of 15. The third Toysis says, has a girsa that there are 7 altogether, instead of 9 or 15 or 24. Anyway, but the point is that all of those that we listed over here including the matanois, all of them are nechsekai. So Frey Tigmori gets lemai. Why do we have this list of the 9, the 7, the 15, the 24? What's the purpose? Don't we want to go and say that since he's a nechse koyin, so then the koyin can demand and it's a moment sheesh leitayvim. He can go and be the plaintiff in a court case. I want to get all of these matanis. Therefore, that would run against what we said yesterday in the Gemara, couldn't have chizda, that it's moment sheein leitayvim. So to my lord, that's not the thrust of this brisa, but rather the kid. A mishnah that we had in Masechta Sikurim, lo ma'omru nechse koyin, or lema omru nechse koyin. For what purpose did we say nechse koyin? Not that you can go to court and demand it. No. We want you to know that once the koyin receives it, shekoyin behani can use those items as his own personal funds to go and buy avodim with it, to go and buy karkois, real estate with it. He can even buy a behemoth tamei. He can buy a horse with it. Can you imagine? Ubal choyv noitlan b'choyvai. If he has a bal choyv who wants to go and access his lien or assess his lien to go and pay off his choyv, he can take these items. Bisha b'ksuvasa, if unfortunately he divorced his wife, then, or there's an estate, and you have to go and pay the almana. So these, all of these items are personal assets of the coin, and you can go and access all of them for all of these purposes, as well as even to go and buy a sefer Torah from these funds. Good. So, bottom line is, we thought it was the Gabi the Hoitzi, but the Yonim, it's a moment shame, like Toivim. No, we're just talking about, even though these have sanctity and these are very special, these are mitzvah to give it to the coin, but then the coin can use it for all of his personal needs. And now the Gemara tells us a story, and this is going to be the springboard for the continuation of the rest of the daf from this short story. What is the story? Hu Livo means a Levi, to have a chot of matanta, that he chopped away the matonis kuna, and specifically the zroya l'chayayim v'akeva. Who did he chop it away from? As we'll see in the Rashi, he was not a nice guy. So Rashi, the fourth wide line down below, chativ matanta, kisho yehati noikois, moilichen hazroya l'chayim v'akeva l'koyin, choit from miyadeim. Can you imagine? You have the tabach, he has some kinderloch, and he says, kinderloch, okay, take a 10-minute break, please go and take the Zroya L'chayim v'akeva. The Kohen lives 3 blocks away. Please take it over. Oh, sure, Tati. Of course we'll do that. Abba, yeah, no problem. And they're taking it, and this lady went and stole it from them. That's not a nice thing to do. So he was Chotem Matantem. Also, Amli Rav. They went and told Rav this story. Amalahu, what a bad guy. Nami Chotev. What does he mean, Loi Mistayev? If you look at the Rashi, Loi Mistaya down below, 6 lines into the wide line, Loi Mistaya, Loi Dai, Dikishahu, Shoichet es Behemtoi, Ein Anu Koifen Oisai, Loses Matonis Lekoyen Acher or Lekoyen, meaning, what happens if this Levi himself is the Shoichet, or he commissioned the Shoichet to go and give Matonis to the Kahuna? It's not enough that we do not force him to go and cough up the matonis kahuna and give it to the kohen. In other words, what happens if the Levi decide, yeah, kohanim, big deal, I'm also ech, ben ochashtikl kohen, I'm a Levi, so I'm going to go and keep it for myself. We do not enforce, we don't force him to go and cough up the matonis to give to the kohen. Ela mechtef nam nichotev, but he goes with a chutzpen ha'oza to go and steal them. Wow, that's terrible what this guy is doing. So what do I see from this story, from these words of Rav, that we do not force a Levi to cough up his matonis and give it to a kohen? And that's going to be now the full discussion in our Gemara. Frey Timur, V'Rav, I ikri am mishkol nami lishkol minayu, iloi ikru am rachmona patrinu. What does that mean? So again, the pasuk that talks about handing over Zroi L'chayayim V'akeva, Pasuk is a Pasuk in Sefer Dvarim, V'zeh Yeh Mishpat HaKehanim Mi'esa Am, this is the entitlement that the Kehanim have to get from the Am, Me'ezev V'chayazeh V'achim Shorim Zeh, V'nosan L'koyin, Zroi L'chayayim V'akeva. So who has to go and give this? The Am, Zeh V'chayazeh. So what's the definition of Am? So says the Gemara yet, does Am include the Levi'im? Or does it only include the Yisraelim? Ishok Timar, I ikru am. If in fact Levim are just like Yisraelim, and they're also the Mishkol Nami Lishkol Minayu. Implicit in what Rav was saying is, that we do enforce the rules of Zorah Dechaim Vakeva, and we force the Yisraelim to hand them over if they didn't, so then we should go and enforce that against the Levim as well. Elamai Eloi Ikraom, if you're going to say that they have a special exemption, and this requirement of Matnas Kahuna is only on the Yisraelim, not on Levim, so Rachmana Patrinu, so why is Rav saying, not only don't we go and force them to go and pay, you know why you don't force them? Because the Torah says it's potter, then can't force them to go and hand over something that the Torah doesn't require. So what's pshat in this Rav? Says Rav, says Yimor Mesapkalei Ikru'am Eloi Ikru'am. Rav has a suffix whether or not Levim are mechuyev to go and hand over matonois, specifically these three, the Zorah Dechaim Akeva. In other words, are they considered to be Yisraelim for these purposes? Or no, are they considered to be in a separate category, and they are in fact potter from going and giving the matonis, and therefore Rav says, since I have a suffix, I can't go and enforce it against the Levim, because maybe they're potter. That's the moitzi.
So a Levi that owns land and makes produce, he doesn't have to set aside for the kohen.
He does. We're only talking about the matonis. Matonis again is real kind of keva, because that's what it says in the pasuk.
That's what he grabbed.
Okay, so only these three. The others, of course, he gets maestris from the Israel, and he has to go and give Trumas maestris, etc. Anyway. So there's going to be now a lengthy discussion in the Gemara about this issue, whether Levim are considered to be Am for purposes of getting the Matonis, Zroi Lechem Veha Keva.
The fact that they were counted separately does not allude to that they're not part of the everyday Joes?
Yes, that's correct. But the fact that we include them in a minyan every day and we allow them to go and participate in the services sounds like they are part of Christ. So therefore, good.
What he didn't have a right to grab it, to snatch it.
That's for sure. That's the second part of Rav. That's nuts.
It wasn't the custody of children, sending it to somebody.
He's a bad guy.
At the very least, he's stealing it from the shaliach who used these children to send it, and the fact that they were children.
Right.
So why is there a suffix? At the very least, it should be returned to the owner.
We're not discussing that. We're discussing the first part. Rav was incensed when he heard, "As a shayit, they're alive. I can't stand him. He's such a bad guy. After all." Bad enough, he should be satisfied that we don't go and enforce Hilchos Reva Chayam Ekeva against him. So when any time he has his own animal and he has Reva Chayam Ekeva, normally we should go and say, you know, go cough it up and give it to the coin. We don't enforce it. We're still. So this person has the ha'ozu, the chutzpah, the gall to go and now steal it from the children. What a bad guy! Now the Gemara doesn't say, so what did Rav do? Presumably what he said is, go and bring that guy in front of the court, assess how much the value of the matzonis is, and he's going to have to pay. The Gemara doesn't go that far. All the Gemara is just now examining the first part of Rav's statement that says that lishaklina mine. Why tackle lishaklina mine? If they are just like anybody else, it sounds like that Rav would enforce the rules that they have to go and pay, just like anybody else. Elamai, that you're going to go and tell me, no, they're potter. If they're potter, then of course lishaklina mine, then they're potter. So that's the Gemara's. So Gemara says because Masapkele. So we're going to explore that now. So Gemara, Yosef Rapapa Kamulah Shmeitzer. Rapapa repeated this whole Shtikel Torah and this whole Masa Shahoya in Besmedesh. So Eisvei Rav Idi Baravan Rapapa. So Rav Idi Baravan asked Rapapa the following. We're going to have now a list of many of the different matonois that a person has to give, not only matnos kahuna but also matnos aniyim. And in fact, the Gemara is going to then ask what are the makoirois for each one of these halachas. So until we actually get the kasha that Rav Idi Bar Avin asked Rav Papa, is going to take us another 15-20 minutes until halfway down the Amud Beis, as you will see. So in the meantime, we're just going to have a very, very fascinating Gemara listing all the various matanois and the makoirois that these are requirements. So we start off with Arba Matanois Aniyim Shebekerem. If a person owns a kerem, a vineyard, he has to go and leave four different portions for the aniyim. Now, as the Gemara will explain shortly, it doesn't mean that he collects it and he hands it out, like you have to hand out the truma and the meiser and the meiser sheni and the meiser ani, meiser sheni tek to Yerushalayim. Here it's talking about he leaves it, because the pasuk always says, la'oni v'lager tazav oitzim, just leave it in the vineyard and don't take it for yourself, and then the aniyim will do their own thing. So the four are the peret, the oilois, the shikha, and the payim. Peret, as we'll see in the Gemara in the Amud Beis, is similar to the concept of leket. What means peret? What means leket? Leket is at the time that you are harvesting your tvua lemoshel. So you're taking your cutters and you're cutting down all the tvua. What happens if you leave some of it behind? When I say leave some of it behind, as you cut it, falls to the ground, you pick it up, and then one or two stalks or kernels were left on the ground. And you moved on. That's called leket, and the halach of leket is that you have to leave it for the aniyim. If you left a large quantity, three or more, then you can come back to go and get it. But if you left only one or two stalks or kernels, or whatever, on the ground, you leave it there, and the aniyim belongs to the aniyim. So that's leket by tvua. And when we're talking about in a vineyard, we're talking about grapes, then the word leket becomes the word peret. Why? Because the pasuk says, "V'charmecha loisa oilel uferet charmecha loisa leket." So anytime during the harvest, you're collecting together, you're cutting the clusters of grapes, you're cutting them off the vines, and a couple of grapes fall over here, and a couple of grapes fall over there. You leave all of those for the aniyim. Oilis means that they are very, very, very small grapes, which you, as a farmer, know that these are not going to grow, these are going to remain oilis. And the Gemara always explains that oilis means less loy katuf v'loy notuf. What means loy katuf v'loy notuf? Think of when you buy a cluster of grapes in the store, and it's almost like it has a broad shoulder on top, it's broader on top, and then it keeps on going down, 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 almost like a triangle.
It tapers
good, very good, that's the right term, it tapers down. So that you have on top, across the top, that is what they call the cutoff, which is like the shoulders, and that tapers down from that, that's called a notoff. These oilis are so small that you just have a bunch of little grapes, almost like little berries, at the top of your future cluster, but unfortunately, I know from experience, they're not going to grow. So these little ones, nobody's going to use it. It's just, leave those for the aniyim. Vashikha means that at the time of collecting all of the grain, in the case of tvua, and in the case of the grapes, that there were a couple of kumois that you totally forgot. In other words, you skipped over them as you're going down the line, you're going down the aisles in your farm or in your vineyard. You're supposed to cut all of them, but somebody's relying. I realize, too many chefs spoil the brew. So Yankel was relying on Beryl to cut it, and Beryl was relying on Yankel to cut it. And at the end of the day, we say, hey, look there in the back over there. There are a couple of stalks which are still standing that weren't even cut. That's called shikha. Obviously, if you have a large quantity, you're allowed to go back. But if it's only one or two or whatever, then you leave it there for the aniyim, and the aniyim are going to go and cut it for themselves. Va'apeya is that you have to leave a certain amount in the corners, so to speak, not only in a farm, but also in connection with a vineyard. You don't collect everything. Some of it you have to leave behind. If you're wondering, what's the share? Eilu dvorim she'en lem share. Ha'apeya va'abikon. So pay, there's no specific amount. You just have to leave some of it there on the field for the aniyim.
Doesn't he have an upper limit, but does he have a lower limit?
What is that?
Around 2%.
2%?
I think so.
Okay.
I think it's similar to...
Well, we get to Masechta's pay. So that is when you're talking about Matnas Aniyim. Now we're talking about the Matonois of... That's Matonois Aniyim in a Kerem. Now, V'sholei Shebitvua, what's the Tvua? Ha'leket V'shikva Pei. Leket V'shikva Pei is basically the same as we had in the Kerem. Leket is the same as the Peret. Shikha is the same as the Shikha. Pei is the Peya. The only difference is that there are no oilis in terms of the Tvua, because oilis by definition means that you have these unripened grapes that are never going to ripen, so you leave those. But apparently they don't have that counterpart in connection with Tvua. Now, Shnai should be Ilan. When you have an Ilan, the same thing applies. Ha'shikha V'ha'peya. When you go and collect together all of the fruits on top of the tree, you always have to leave some peya for the aniyim. And shikha means that you were going around the tree, taking from the northern side and the southern side, and then you realize, I left some behind that I didn't go and cut. You leave those, but again, there is a cutoff. Not if you left a half of the tree, only a certain percentage. Anyway, in all of these cases, kulam ein behem tevis hano lebalim. What means tevis hano lebalim? Tevis hano that the balim have no say in the matter in terms of designated which oni to give it for. In other words, I have an oni that I know very, very well. I want to go and cut all of my tvua and I'm going to give the payah to my good friend, this ani. No, no, you got to leave it there in the field, and they belong to all the aniyim that come by. So you don't have a tivis enough. Tivis enough is also used as an expression, because the Gemara says, what happens if you have a Yisrael that has a large quantity of truma, and another Yisrael comes to him and says to him, I have a son-in-law, I have an enikel who is poor, and he can use the money, he can use the extra truma. Could you please give the truma to my son-in-law, to my enikel? And he says to you, why do I have to give it to your son-in-law? I can give it to Yankel and Beryl's son-in-law. Mm. Well, I'll give you some money for it. I'll give you $5, I'll give you $20, I'll give you a tip. So that's called the Tevis Anor, that you would go and give to the Baalim, that he can designate to whom he's giving the Truma to. Anyway, here, amen, Tevis Anor, because you have to leave it Hefker in the field. Anybody, any Oni can take it. Even if the Oni is the owner of the field, he shouldn't go and say, okay, I'm a very poor guy, this is the only field that I own, and you can look at this field and you see it's not worth more than $100, so I'm going to go and take the payah for myself. No, no, no. You happen to be an oni, you still have to go and give it for other aniyim, you have to leave it in the field. And the Gemara learns it from a pasuk, because it says, the oni will agir tazuiv oisam, and the Gemara says, what's the rest of the pasuk? Rashi quotes some of the pasuk right here, mechlila michotif, heikrikam kol. Rashi's probably on the base. A lot of the Rashi's on this Amid Aleph are on the Amid base. And what does it say over there? Loni v'lagir tazuv oisam. Okay. V'leket tzircha lois lakeit. Loni v'lagir tazuv oisam ani Hashem lekechet. So the Parshat Pshat is, v'kutzrichem es ktzir artzichem. You're doing your harvest. Don't take away the payah, leave it there. Don't collect the leket. Leave it only for the get. But the Gemara darshins that that we tell the oni, even if you happen to be the owner of the property and you're saying, I want to keep it for myself, we tell the oni, no, no, you can't even collect it for yourself. You have to go and leave it for other aniyim to go and collect. Okay, anyway, getting back to the Gemara, Masr Oni, HaMitzchalik B'Toich Beisai. Now, Masr Oni is something different. Masr Oni is every third year and every sixth year, as you know, meaning that the first 2 years of the Shemitah cycle, besides giving Truman to the Kohen and Masr Rishon to the Levi, the next Masr Sheni, you have to take up to Yerushalayim, or you have to be poided and take the money up to Yerushalayim, and eat it in Yerushalayim, either you or your family, or you can distribute it to other people. That's called Masr Sheni. That's year one and year two. The third year of the Shemitah cycle, and the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, you don't give Masr Sheni, you don't mafish Masr Sheni to take to Yerushalayim, but you mafish Meiser, and you give it to the Ani. So you have to give it to the Aniyim that come by, you give them that Meiser Ani. That's Mischalik B'Toich Beisai, meaning you don't leave it in the field, that's something that you collect, and you're holding on to it, mufrish, ready to go and hand it over. There you do have a Tevis Anah, that somebody can go and say, I have a poor person, please give your Masr Ani to that poor person. I have a lot of poor people, why should I give it to him? I'll give you $5, and please give your Masr Ani to a particular person. That's what we mean. Same thing. The Oni, just like he has to go and give Truman to the Kohen and Masr to the Levi, he has to give Masr Oni to other Ani. The Shar Matnis Kuhuna Kigoin has Rei Vachem Akeva Ein Moitzian Miyadoi Loi Mikoin Lekoin Veloi Milevi Lelevi. So when it comes to the other Matanois, Ein Moitzian Oisim Miyadoi. Now noticing Gemara uses the term Kigoin. Shar Matnis Kuhuna Kigoin. And the Gemara is going to tell us on the Amid Beis, Lav Dafka. He's just throwing out an example. In other words, till now we're talking about giving Truma. Now we're talking about giving Mises. We're talking about Matnas Aniyim. We're talking about Matnas Kahuna. Can you think about Matnas Kahuna? Yeah, sure. We have the Matonis, so we're talking about Shevachayim Akeva. Anyway, Ein Moitzian Oisan. You cannot go and demand that one Kohen give it to another Kohen, or one Levi give it to another Levi. Now, Kohen the Kohen, of course, makes sense that we're saying that if a Kohen is the owner of an animal and he was the Shoichet of the animal, and now he has his royal kind of keva, I would think he has to go over to his brother, his cousin, his uncle, or another kohen and say to him, I have matonis, I want to give it to you. No, anyway, he can go and keep it for himself. He doesn't have to give it to another kohen. V'loi milevi levi. Milevi levi is not referring to the case of Zerui L'chaim V'akeva, because he has no entitlement to that. But rather what it's talking about is that he had Maser Rishon. He owned the field. He was Mafresh Truma, and he gave it to the kohen. And now he has Maser Rishon. He does not have to give the Maser Rishon to another levi. He can keep that Maser Rishon for himself. Okay, so this is the Braisa, and now the Gemara goes through the Makoiros for those things that we just listed. So Ar Matonis Shebekeret, the parent to Oilas Shikha Wapaya. Tachsir, it said in the Pasuk Harmacha, Loisa Oilel, Loisa Oilel is referring to the Oilis, don't tell the Oilis for yourself. Give it Ufer Karmacha Loisa Lakit, that's the parrot, which is the equivalent of the leket by Tvua. So I have now two of them. I'm now talking about the parrot and the Oilis. Uksiv. So, loisa oil, we already had the oilis. What's the acharecha? Omrev, lady acharecha zu shikcha. What does he mean, acharecha zu shikcha? That means that the person continued harvesting in the field, and then he turns around and says, hey, we missed that whole bunch over there, this a bunch of stuff of the grapes that we didn't take. So that's acharecha, that's zu shikcha. And the Gemara says, dafka acharecha, v'loi lefanecha. In other words, if it happens to be in front of you that you haven't even gotten to, and you said, well, it seems to me like there's nothing left, let's take a break for the day, we'll come back tomorrow. And then you say, hey, I didn't realize, we left over a whole bunch over there. So it's only when it was acharecha that you already passed by, you didn't take it, then as a din pshikha, if you didn't pass by yet, even though it wasn't on your radar screen, you forgot about it, nevertheless, that's not called shikha, it's got to be acharecha. So that's acharecha pshikha. Paya, how do I know the din of paya? Gomer acharecha acharecha mi zayis tichsir. Yisach beitzesecha leisafir acharecha. What means leisafir acharecha? Taniver bishmol shulei tito tif artoy mi manu. What is the tiferes? The paya which is on the tree, the zayis tree, where the Torah has given you a mitzvah to go and give it, and not give it, but to leave it for the aniyim. That's considered to be the glory, the majesty of the tree. Not that you take for yourself, but rather that you're going to leave for the aniyim. That's the tiferes. And it says acharecha, so I learned acharecha, acharecha, that this applies not only to the Zayas tree, but also to the Kerem, because there it also uses this expression, kisivsar karmacha leisoil acharecha. So I know from acharecha really now two things. Number one, I know the din of the shikcha, and from the gzeira shava, acharecha, acharecha, I know also the din of peya, because there it says, leisafar acharecha, don't forget to leave your peya. So that was by the Kerem. Shloish yibet tvua, what are those? Halekha leshikcha veha peya, tichsiv. You're doing your ktsira, you are harvesting. Don't take away the peyah. Don't take away the leket. Now, he doesn't say anything about the shikha yet. So don't forget about the shikha. We got to bring up the light to that bill. Says him more. It says in Pasuk, Kisik to ktsircha besadecha. Vishachachta oim basada. Oh, vishachachta oim basada. Don't take it for yourself. Rather, you have to go and give it. So that's the din of the shikha, covered those three. Now we continue on. Shnaim should be ilan, the two that you have in the ilan, that's the shikha and the peyah. Dechsev, kisach boitzeisecha, loy sefar acharecha. So the acharecha, we already said that's the shikha, and the peyah is, it says loy sefar. The tanur bishmol, which we just brought a moment ago, shliti tito, tefar to mimeno, don't take it, tefaris, don't take away the peyah. Acharecha ze shikcha, like we said before, only acharecha, not lefanecha. V'kulam ein ben tegis anol abala my taima, because as even ksivibu, the pasuk says, la'oni v'lagir taza, just leave it there. V'fil oni shubi yisro moitzin oisim biyadu, how do I know? D'chsiv v'lek katzircha lo yisalake, la'oni v'lagir taza voisam, and we read it together, lo'yisalake li'oni, that oni we tell you, you don't go and collect it for yourself, but leave it, la'hazir oni al shaloi, leave it for the other aniyim to go and collect. But that's all of those taz of oisim that you leave out in the field. What about maser oni? Maser oni hamis chalik b'toich habayis. Chalik b'toich habayis means to say you don't just leave it in the field, but you collect all your tvua together, and then your mafresh truma for the koyin and maser for the lady, and the maser oni for the aniyim. So mis chalik b'toich habayis. Yesh boi entuvis anol lebala my timer, because in the sinek zimbe, it says in the Torah v'nosan. V'yishtei in the Torah v'nosan. Rashi brings a pasuk u'benasata. Who is the pasuk? So you have a din of Nesina. So it's not a din of Aziva, it's a din of Nesina. I have it in the Kisachal Lasser Komasa Tuasko Beshona Shlishis, or he's Talid, thank you. Beshona Shlishis the third year, Shnasa Maser. We're talking about that Maser Oni, so that's a din of Nesina. He, even though he himself is an Oni, he has to go and pay it to Odani. Muzer Oni Al Shaloi. He is Muzer Al Shaloi, meaning even on his own, he has to make sure to go and give it out. How do I know Nochemul? Because of it says the Nesata Lalevi, that's the Pasik, not the number of Talid, right? So Kisachal Lasser is called Masa Tvuoska. So we talk to the Levi, we say, even you have to go and give Nesata Lalevi, the Gil Yosef Amon, and Bach
Mishra. I won't be here long, but I'm going to try to do the best I can.
So we don't look at the quantity, we look at the quality.
Ah, okay, then you're encouraging me.
Yes.
I'm incorrigible.
Good, wonderful. Okay, Mishar Matlis Kuhuna, Kigoyin, Azorim Lechem Yakeva, Ein Moitzian Oysan, Le Mikoyin Le Koyin, Le Milevi Le Levi. So Koyin Le Koyin, that's the Matonois of Azorim Lechem Yakeva, it belongs to him, he does not have to give it to the other Koyin, and the same thing applies to Masarishan, he doesn't have to hand it over from, if he's the Levi, and he has owned the field, he can keep the Maser, Masarishan for himself. So that's that part of the Braisa, which we already quoted on the Amid Aleph, and now the Gemara comes up with its kasha on Rav. It's a kasha hami Levi lekoyin moitzian. However, from a Levi to give to the coin, we would be moitzian. Now, what are we referring to? Zroi lechaim ve'akeva. So we would go and extract from the Levi and give it to the coin. Alma, what do we see from that? Ikru that they are me'ais ha'am me'ais zoyf chazevach. So we say to Chesi Yo'am, why did Rav have a gun to Shaila? I'm not sure. Yo'am Nisham. This rice is very direct. Koyin the koyin ein moitzin. Levi levi ein moitzin. But levi the koyin yo'am moitzin. And Zerayu Chav Yakev. Kigoyin Azroya. And for the Yomar. Even though the rice says the expression, Kigoyin Azroya. Kigoyin Azroya v'lo Yisroya. We don't really mean the Zroya, but we mean Kigoyin. Umayniyu. So for instance, Maserishan, that the Maserishan we would take it away from the Levi and give it to the Koyin, right? Mm-hmm. We don't take a Koyin to Koyin, a Levi, but from a Levi we'd give it to the Koyin. Frank Timar, why are you taking the Maserishan from the Levi? Maserishan to the Levi, it belongs to him. Why am I taking it away, giving it to the Koyin? Kabluzim and Azayah. Tzani, we learned in the Braisa, Truma la Koyin, Maserishan le Levi, Divir Rabbi Kiva. That's how we normally learn. No, you can give the Maserishan to the Koyin as well. The Gemara doesn't tell us why you can give it to the Koyin.
They're also Levium, actually.
How do you know they're also Levium?
Because it says many times.
How many times? 24,
I think.
24. So if you look at the last, what's it?
It's elevating. It's elevating it.
It's elevating? Okay, good. So especially if you're not using the steers, but you're okay.
And also the Bnei Aaron was from Shevet Levi. I mean, they're called Kohanim, but they are a subset of Shevet Levi.
Beautiful. So if you look at the last of the narrow lines of Rashi onto the first of the wide lines, Af LeKoyin the Bechof Dalin Mekoynis Nikru Kohanim Leviim. So even though Hilka Chavgad Maserachin Taka said in the trailer Levi, he give it to the Levi Kohanim Nami Mishtami, because Kohanim in 24 different places are also called Leviim.
And wouldn't they penalize the Leviim?
That's the next one. That's the next one. So therefore, Jok the Gemara the Baal Reb Lozman Azariah says you can give the Maserachin not only to the Levi, you can even give it half the coin. Zok the Gemara. Okay, very well, but we're trying to bring a raya to this brisa that the brisa says that koyin le koyin we're not moitzi, levi not moitzi, but levi the koyin we are moitzi, and we're not talking about the matonais, we're talking about the maserishan. Frank Timara, maserishan, why are we taking away from the levi? After all, levi gets the maserishan. Because the control of the Zari that says you can give it even to the koyin. Frank Timara, fine, le koyin v'loy le levi mi omar. All Reb Lozman Azariah said was, you can give it af the koyin. But he didn't say to the exclusion of the Levi, you can also give it to the koyin. So if the Levi already got it, or if he has his own field, so you're telling me, you can go and take it away from the Levi and hand it over to the koyin. Why is that? I'm, if the koyin is a Levi, I'm certainly a Levi. And for the Imara, in the Bosta continue, Ezra What was the kenas of Ezra? Because at the time of Ezra, he wanted all the masses of Klal Yisrael to come up to Eretz Yisrael, and unfortunately, only a very small delegation went. Most of them were Yisraelim, some of them were Kahanim, and among the Levim were very, very few. So therefore, Ezra put a kenas on all the Levim. You're not coming up to Eretz Yisrael. You're going to forfeit your Maaser Rishon. I'm going to go give it to the Klal. So Gemara, aim it to continue. Ezra the Levim lehu mishko minayim Omar. Okay, I agree with you that Ezra put on a kenas, and he said, from now on, don't give your Maaser Rishon to the Levi, give it to the Klal. Good. But what happens if the Levi had Maaser Rishon, mishko minayim Omar, did Ezra koinis him and say, take it away from him? And once he has it, he has it. But just, you don't have to give it to him. Alice says, Yomara, you're right. El kigoin zroya v'lo zroya. When we said before, matonis kahuna kigoin azroya, just like the Gemara said before, we don't really mean zroya, we just threw out an arbitrary example, we didn't really mean it. What we really meant was maaser rishon. We said that doesn't make sense of maaser rishon, we wouldn't take away from the lady to give it to the kohen, even with the kenas of Ezra. So therefore, zroya v'lo zroya, my neil, we mean racious, I guess, that if you have a lady that had a lot of wool, because of the fact that he shared it all from all of his tzoin in a given year, so there's, you're supposed to give a certain percentage to the kohen. If he didn't give it to the kohen, then you are moitzi mi levi to the kohen. So nothing to do with our case of the matonis of Zroi Lechem Akeva. So Deval, we have no kasha on Rav. However, we're not finished yet. Toshima, Zeakla. Now, this seems to be a continuation of the same brisa, but we didn't learn it yet. Zeakla, this is a general rule called Dabar Shehu Bekdusha. You're going Truma, or Truma Smeiser, V'chala, Moitzino Yisem Yadam. Chodav Sheinu Bekedusha. You're going to Reil Chaim Yakeva, Moitzino Yadam. What does it mean, Kedusha? Kedusha means that it's also a Zohar. A Zohar is not allowed to eat Truma, as we know, not allowed to eat Chala, Truma Smeiser, only the Kehanim. So it's a Dabar Shehu Bekdusha, that Moitzino Yisem Yadam. Called Dabar Sheinu Bekedusha, that even a Zohar can eat, like a Zohar Lechaim Yakeva, anybody can eat that. Ein Moitzino Yadam, they don't go and take it from that. Okay, so now I have a direct quote over there that Zroi Lechaim Akeva, Ein Moitzin Oysim Miyadim. We don't take a Miyadim. Now, it doesn't say specifically who the Miyadim is, but Rashi says that it comes to include this price is even talking Legabe Levim. So you see by Levim, we're not Moitzin Miyadim. Apparently, they're not called Am. So how come he, Rav, was at the quandary? I'm not sure. Are they Am? They're not Am. The Chorus is Ein Moitzin Oysim Miyadim. And for the more, Nochum, Ukegon Zroi, Velo Yisroya. Umay Niu, Maserishin Ubasa the Kantino Ezra. Yet we're talking about a lady. And we're saying that Dovish ain't Bikdusha, meaning that a Zor is allowed to eat. A Zor is allowed to eat Maserishin. Really? Yeah. There's one man, the Yamatik Rameya, that said not, but we don't pass them like that. And therefore, if a lady goes and invites you to his home, and he says that I'm serving now Maserishin, but I'm Yisrael. No problem, you can eat it, no problem. Okay, says the Gemara. What's the din over here that you cannot be moitzi kigoin? We're referring to Maaser Rishon. Lubasa to continue Ezra. Then even though Ezra said you should go and hand over your Maaser Rishon from now on to the Kohanim, but if a Levi had Maaser Rishon, we do not aim moitzi kigoin, we don't take it away from him. So we're not talking about Zroi Lechem Akeva. So vaita, we don't have a raya as the definition of Am, legavi the matonis, toshima. Oh, Hashoyich l'koin. Oh, now we're talking directly on point. Hashoyich l'koin or l'ivikachavim. You're shechting on behalf of a koin or l'ivikachavim. Partem in a matonais. Then you don't have to give the matonais because we said a koin can go and keep it for himself. When it says Hashoyich l'koin, apparently the shoyich was commissioned by the koin to go and shech. Maybe the koin was not a shoyich himself, or maybe he didn't have the time, whatever. You're shechting my behaima, so you leave the matonais there for me, for the koin. Like we said, you don't have to give it koin the koin. The koin can keep the matonais for himself. The sheikh of the koin like the chavim, part of the talks. Is the chmashma halalevi or the Yisrael chayiv? Since he only gives the example of the koin with the goy, the mashma that a levi that commissioned the sheikh to go and shech, then you do have to give them a tonish. I thought that I'm not sure whether levim are part of the am for these purposes or not. Every more leitema halalevi uli Yisrael chayiv eleimaha li Yisrael chayiv. In other words, it doesn't say befeidish in the brayso. Lelevi, it's only a diuk, and you're saying Shoyich lekoyin pot, and he said Lelevi Yisrael chayv. No, leave out Levi. Holy Yisrael chayv. But Einachanami, what would be the din? The God made the Levi. A Levi might make takis potter. So tomorrow, if that's the case, you're listening. Shoyich lelevi loyvichom potter menatonis, and says Rashi, and then kolskin avada for a koyin. by the fact that it leaves out Levi, it sounds like that Levi is taka chayiv b'matonis. You're right. We could say asheich lekoyin batim matonis. Ha liYisrael chayiv. So that, what does that mean? So that means Levi is taka potter. So let the brisa go and tell you the bigger chiddush that not only asheich lekoyin, but even if you shef for Levi, you're batim matonis. And a koshkin, of course, the koyin himself, because he is the ultimate recipient of the matonis. Void noch a kasha. Until now, we're dealing with diyukim. Hatanya mebefedish and brisa. Ha shoyich lekoyin levi chavin potter matonis. Le Levi uli Yisrael chay. Oh, a Levi is chay matonis. Why is Levi chay matonis? I thought it was a shaila whether a Levi is part of am.
Yeah.
That was all Shaila Limon Yomar Aleph, that Rav said, I'm not sure, Ikri Am, Iloi Ikri Am. Where did it say the word Am? In this Pasik Lagame, the din of giving the Israel Chaim Vakeva, Vishtek Don Pasik, Vizay Yem Mishrat Kehanan, Mi'ez Ha'am, Mi'ez Vev Chazevach Imshor Himseh, Menos Lakoyin Israel Chaim Vakeva, Shtetach Am. That's the Shaila, all of the Yem Kuri Am or not Kuri Am. So that's how did Rav say? I'm not sure. Chaltecha befeinish b'raisa. Hiufta de Rav. Omlech Rav Tanoi. In fact, it's a machloikis Tanoi. What's a machloikis Tanoi? I'm designing. This pasuk that we're going to quote now is a pasuk referring to on Yom Kodosh, on Yom Kippur, Mir Tishem, in another 2 weeks or so. We're going to have that the Kohen Gadol is going to do the Avodah Halavai this year in the Beis Hamikdash, like in yesteryear. And what does he do when he brings his karbonos? The major kabbalas that we are focusing on at this point and in this pasuk are the par that you bring, the par kohen gadol, mm-hmm. as well as the seh that you bring on behalf of Klai Yisrael, where these two are principally, their purpose is to be mechaper for tumas mikdash v'kadoshev throughout the year. Of course, if you, the Yisrael, know, or the kohen or the Levi, knows that you violated the din of tumas mikdash v'kadoshev, and then, of course, you have to go and bring your own carbon chattas or the yoyin. But what happens if you didn't know? Either you didn't know before, you didn't know after, you didn't know both times, right? We had that whole discussion, Mesechtas Yuma and Mesechtas Shavuos, exactly. So, what happens now? It's Yom Kippur. The Chippur, by bringing these two, the Par and Mitzvah, then the Chippur has Mikdash HaKodesh. He's being Mechaper on the whole Beis HaMikdash that might have had Tumah by Bishoygig of somebody coming in. So what means Mikdash HaKodesh of Nivlefnim? That the Kohen Gadol himself may have been Tomei when he went into the Kodesh Kodashim. Can you imagine? Oyel Moed Zehechel. Maybe somebody was Tomei there. Mizbeach Kemashmoy. A person approached the Mizbeach to do the Avoida, and he was Tomei. Yechaper Eilu Azoris, any of the Azoris, he has Yisrael, he has his Koyin, as has his Noshim, only the Azoris. Then it says in the Pasuk, Chibes Mishvish Koydish, Ves Oil Moy Ves Mizbeach, Ve Al Koyhanim, Ve Al Amakol Yechaper. So it says in the Pasuk, Al Koyhanim Kimash Moy, the Koyhanim get the benefit of these Kabonis for Tumim Shiloshav, Amakol Eilu Yisrael. And then it says, Yechaper Eilu Haldiyim. So note, the Am HaKol, the Am HaKol is referring to the Israel, and then it says Am HaKol, Yechaper is Levium. So Levium are not considered to be part of the Am. Vatan Yirak, but there's another Braisa which is almost word for word the same, but when it comes to the end, instead of Yechaper, Elu Halvim, it says Yechaper, Elu Avodim. Nu Oy Bazoi, so where did the Levium get a Kapara? The Levium don't get a Kapara. Levada they do. So you have to go and say that when it says Am HaKol, don't just read it Elu Yisrael, it's Elu Yisrael met the Levium together. And therefore, the second brisa says, I don't need Yechaper for the Levium, I'm going to use Yechaper for the Avodim. Rashi says, even though Eved Kenani is basically a goy, but since he has the mitzvahs Ke'isha, says, Chiyahal Beyid, so he also has the dinam of Tumas Mikdash Rashi. Anyway, Zokti Mara, my lab hokim, what's the machlok between these two brises? Mara Sova says, Ikru Am, that Levium are called Am, and therefore I can use Yechaper for the Avodim. Or Mara Sova, why Ikru Am? They're not called Am, and therefore I need the Yechaper for the Levium. Oh, so Ibazoi says, Rav, it's a machloikis tanoim, so don't go and throw a sroigim at me. Says, Rav, I have a mandiyama like me. Sroigimara, but Rav, let's hear it. Isviru leke haitana lema. Isviru leke haitana lema. How does he hold in this machloikis tanoim? Does he hold that it's part of Am? Then you can force him to go and cough up the Israel Chemik Keva. And if you hold that he's not Am, then he's Potter and Gansin. So why did Rav say in the Amud Aleph, we don't enforce it against the Levim, because I have the Sofik. Who does he hold like, the first price or the second price? So Piyamara, the Sapkalik, because in fact, ultimately he has a Sofik. How do we paskin? Do we paskin like the Tana that says Levim is part of Am? Or do we paskin like the other one that says, no, it's not part of Am? Therefore, Rav had a quandary. Torish Mareimer Hilchus Kavasi Derav. The Vos May Hilchus Kavasi Derav. Then, in fact, we do not enforce the Hilchos taking of Matanois from the Levim. Why? Because Rav said it's a suffix. So Hamoytim Mechavol Avaraya. So we don't take it from it. Besides that, Hilchus Kavasi Derav Chizer. Who's Rav Chizer? Rav Chizer is the one that we started off with today's daf. Hamazim Matanois Kanoi Shachlan. Potter Miller Shalit.
Chayvin Shemaim, though, right? I mean, Baba Kama, this is one of those.
We'll get to that in a moment. Gemara says, Ula Habiyor Matan to the Kaham, to that Mirchim we're going to leave for tomorrow. Now, in terms of Bidei Shemayim, we discussed yesterday that the Gemara brought two Makoyrois for Rav Chizda that he's Potter Miller Shalit. One was based on Iboy Seim Dechsiv Zeh, and the other one, Mishim Dehavli Mamon Shein Loi Toivim. And we asked, what's an Afkimina? Both of them are good reasons. So you remember, I told you, and first my son had advised me, and then afterwards we find this in the second Toysis, back in Kuf Lamed of the days, that the Toysis says, the Ikka Bein Hani Trei Lishni, there is a Nafkimina, to Lahai Lishna, the Ein Loi Toivim, Nehi Dein Yochel Le Toivim, B'diyana B'dina Shemayim, Mi Machayim. He has to go on B'dina Shemayim. Lishna Kama, the Dorish Bein Mi Vizeh, Afil B'dina Shemayim, Namal Machayim, he's totally potter, he doesn't have to go and pay. Right. Gentlemen, have a wonderful day. Shalom is argument and Zagin to everybody else.
Thank you very much.
All to be well. Rabbi.
Shkoyach.
To you. We finished in the
record time.
Almost record time. It's less than an hour. First time in a long time. Quarter time. Well,
wasn't too much Tara Gemara.